Athena Harrell is here as an addendum to episode 116 with an offer of a meditation for you to learn how to access the zero point field on your own. This is a meditation you can return to again and again to access your own guidance through your spirit team. If you have any questions, please reach out to Athena directly at her website, www.athenaharrell.com. She offers ongoing coursework and guidance to assist clients in their journey of expanding consciousness. Thanks for being here. Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is Maureen Spielman, and I'm with Athena Harrell. And we are here as an addendum to episode 115. And Athena talked at length in the primary portion of episode 115 about the meditation she's about to offer. So please go back and listen to that. We want to say first, and I'll let Athena say any more before we begin, please get yourself into a comfortable position. This does involve a degree of hypnosis. So we want you to be comfortable and seated and not out walking or driving. So Athena, do you want to say anything more about that?
Nope, that about covers it.
Okay, wonderful. So I'm going to play a little background music and Athena will get us started.
Go ahead and take a deep breath all the way to the base of your spine and release the breath out the top of your head. We're going to do that two more times, just taking in a deep breath all the way to the base of your spine. And when you release it out the top of your head, with that breath release, we'll go all the tension of the day, any worries or stressors you may have had, any pain in your body, any concerns about the future.
You are in the perfect moment.
You are in perfect and blissful peace. One more deep breath all the way to the base of your spine. And now at the top of your head. Imagine a white circular light about a hand's length above the top of your head. Now imagine a beam of light emanating from that circle of white light. And that beam goes through the top of your skull, through the center of your brain, passing through the cave of Brahman and ending at the top of your collarbone. Now imagine a white circular light just above your right ear. There is a beam of light emanating from the circle of white light above your ear, and have that beam directly pass across the top of your left ear, also going through the center of your brain, passing through the cave of Brahman and intersecting with the first beam of light. You have now made across. Now imagine a white circular light in front of your forehead, directly between your eyebrows. This is a white circular light in front of what we call your third eye. Imagine a white beam of light passing through the center of your brain to the back of your skull at the occipital point from that white circular light at your third eye. That beam of light passes through the cave of Brahman and intersects with the other two beams of light, forming the Rho cross, the second letter in the Christogram, or the symbol of Christ. Now imagine golden light radiating out in all directions from the center of the Rho cross. There is one last circle of light. Imagine it sitting out about a hand's length, right where your widow's peak would be, right at that soft spot at the top of your forearm. It doesn't have to be exact. Trust that you know where that spot is. I like to think of this circle of light as the beginning or the end point of a unicorn horn. Have that circle of white light send a beam through that widow's peak point at an angle of approximately 45 degrees. Again, crossing through the cave of Brahman, intersecting with the Rogue Cross, and coming out at the back of your skull. You now have a five-pointed cross. Your cave of Brahman is fully activated. And that bright yellow light in the center of the cross grows even brighter. And as it grows brighter, it expands out in all directions from the center of that cross. It engulfs your entire face, your head, your body. This is the halo of your own being. This is the halo that we see when we look at pictures of saints or angels in any culture, any religion. This is your halo. Now imagine a beam of light emanating from the cave of Brahman in the center of your brain. And that beam of light connects all the way down into your heart, into the Hridaya, which is the cave of Brahman in your heart. Imagine that white light moving back and forth from your heart to your brain and your brain to your heart. You know that the cave of Brahman and the Hridaya exist outside of the heart chakra, outside of the crown chakra, outside of the third eye chakra. These are in the highest dimension possible. Now imagine you're standing in the middle of that beam of light, equidistant between the cave of Brahman and the Hridaya. Face the direction of the cave of Brahman in your head. In front of you is a large, beautifully carved, ornate oak door. Allow yourself to run your hands over the ancient and ornate carvings on the door. The door is vibrating with a beautiful energy. Now set your attention and focus towards your Hridaya. In front of you, your Hridaya is a large, gold, and perfectly and utterly smooth door. As you touch the gleaming surface of the door, you feel the door pulsing and vibrating with a beautiful energy. Now you are again in the middle of the beam of light, equidistant between these two amazing doors. You now choose which door you would like to enter. Both doors are equal in beauty and ability to transport you into a different consciousness, into the zero point field. Once you choose the door, move your consciousness toward that door, and the door opens automatically for you. Behind the door are lush, expansive fields of deep green grass as far as the eye can see. There are no flowers or trees, just green fields. You peer off into the distance at the horizon point. The green grass meets a beautiful blue sky. There are no clouds, no sun, no moon, nothing at all in the sky, but sky blue as far as you can perceive. Once you can experience and visualize the green grass and the blue sky, allow your mind to recognize that in fact there is no sky or grass, but everything is a rich, velvety blackness. This blackness is not darkness, but rather it is filled with every color that has ever existed. This is the field of possibility. This is the field of all that can be and all that ever was. This is the zero point field, the Christ plane, the Buddha mind, From this plane, you can access any information in the entire multiverse. You can receive guidance, and you can create. I will pause for a few moments to allow you to experience being in the field. Feel free to call upon your guides, your ascended masters, the God of your belief, the multiverse is there to assist you with all that you need. I'm going to count from 5 to 1 now. And when I reach the number 1, you'll come back into the room, into your body, into your current consciousness. But you will come back with a feeling of tranquility, of peace, of calm, remembering all that you've experienced and all the information you've gathered on your journey. 5, coming back into the room. 4, you are aware of the room around you. 3, wiggling those fingers and toes. 2, fully into your body. And when you imagine the number 1 in your mind's eye, you'll be wide awake, refreshed, and feeling fantastic. For those who just experienced this meditation and journey into the 0-point field, I would encourage you to do it daily. I would encourage you to even do it multiple times a day. The only caveat I would say would be operating heavy machinery and perhaps driving. Outside of that, I would encourage you to stay in that 0-point field in your waking state and see if your day runs more smoothly, if you feel calmer, if you feel more assured about your decisions. This field is accessible to everyone, and I would love to hear feedback on how the journey has been for you as you continue to play with this and experience it.
Thank you, Athena. It was so beautiful. Lastly, can you let the listeners know where to email you or find you?
Absolutely. You can find me at athenaherald.com and connect to me on my email address is listed there, athena@athenaherald.com. I also have my classes there. Of course, this podcast will be posted there and they can have access to this meditation there as well. And also healing sessions. And I do some modalities remotely if needed as well.
Lovely. Thank you for being here with us today and across all time and space.
I'm so grateful for this. So grateful that you're doing the work, Maureen. Just keep it up. I love hearing new ideas and seeing all the people that you bring on the podcast. I think it's such a service.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, and thank you to the listener. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs or join the Mystical Sisterhood membership, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com. Thanks so much. I'll see you in the next episode.